This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is it time to give the Libyan rebels billions of dollars worth of Gaddafi's money?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Muammar Gaddafi says he will fight until victory or martyrdom, but so far, no one can find him. Rebel fighters stormed his Tripoli residence, but he wasn't there. The situation is leaving Western leaders wondering when to release tens of billions of dollars in seized Libyan assets and who to release them to. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us now from London with more on this story. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, the fighting is still going on in Libya. Is it a bit too early to be debating this?
Well, not really. I mean, the rebels need cash. The rebel council, the NTC, has been living on handouts from sympathetic countries like Qatar and Kuwait, but it needs a lot more cash now, and not only for the obvious things like food and medical supplies. Once the fighting stops, and let's hope it stops fairly soon, it's going to need to establish its authority in Tripoli and throughout the whole country. And it's going to need money for that, to pay the police, to pay the civil servants. And the frozen assets could be the most immediate source of that cash.
OK, so let's say they decide to release the funds. First of all, who do they send the check to?
Well, that, of course, is the big problem. There's still a lot of doubt about the rebel council, the NTC. Can it be totally trusted? Will some of this cash end up lining some personal pockets, wind up in some personal bank accounts? An even bigger worry, though, says Shashak Joshi of a London think tank, the Royal United Services Institute, a bigger worry is that the council may have indirect links with Islamist groups that have very hostile to the US and Europe.
No one wants to see state funds released only to wind their way to Al-Qaeda affiliates. Not to say that's probable, but it is possible and it's a risk no one's willing to take.
And he says that means the US and Europe will be very cautious and careful in unfreezing these Libyan assets, and initially will probably only release tens of millions rather than billions of dollars.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, you'll be taking a look later today on Marketplace at what Muammar Gaddafi still owns around London. We'll tune in for that. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Jeremy.
We'll get earnings this morning from the luxury home builder Toll Brothers. And in what would be a rare bright spot for the housing market, analysts expect the company to report a profit. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us why.
Analyst Jack Masenko of Susquehanna Financial says Toll Brothers has been successful selling homes that people actually want to buy.
You have older folks, baby boomers retiring, and you know they want to age in place. They don't want to be climbing upstairs.
So in Florida, for example, Toll's built homes with master suites on the first floor. Citigroup analyst Josh Levin says for the urbanite,
Toll has actually really started to expand in New York City and the New York environments by going to apartment buildings, building skyscrapers. That's been their hottest market in the country for the past year.
Levin says Toll Brothers has had a leg up because luxury properties don't compete with homes in the low end of the market, which has been hobbled by foreclosures. Still, the company's only selling about a quarter of the homes it sold during the bubble. Megan McGrath is an analyst with investment consultants MKM Partners.
They have to hustle to sell their homes. This is a very, very, very tough market.
She says luxury buyers tend to have more of their wealth in the stock market. So when the market is volatile, like right now, the wealthy may be more hesitant to buy. The average price of a Toll Brothers home has dropped around 20% since 2006. Morris Davis, a real estate professor at the University of Wisconsin, doesn't expect these prices to stay low forever. Historically low interest rates are bound to lure in more buyers.
The housing market will recover because it has to. There's population growth and people will need homes.
And he says the first sign of life seems to be in luxury. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed this morning in overseas trading, down across Asia, up slightly right now across Europe. The ratings agency Moody's has downgraded Japan's credit rating. It's being blamed on weak growth prospects in Japan and political uncertainty as the country prepares to change prime ministers for the sixth time in 5 years. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow surged 322 points, about 3%, to close at 11,176.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Today, Hulu goes up for sale. That's the website where you can watch TV shows on demand. The current owners include media giants like News Corporation and Disney. But as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, finding a new owner may not be so simple.
Hulu has a strong brand name, it carries a lot more TV shows than rival YouTube, and it has another thing going for it.
The new Stella Artois Charlie Scan.
You really can't fast forward through the commercials for Hulu.
Analyst Rob Enderle follows the tech industry. He says Yahoo or Microsoft could be interested buyers, but Enderle says Hulu's main problem is that it doesn't own the shows it broadcasts.
The difficulty is determining what the value is since they don't own the content or really control it that much.
News Corp and Disney figure they can cut out the middleman and show their TV shows on their own websites.
The folks that own the content seem to want to go directly to the consumer and capture all the revenue for it.
If Hulu can't find a media company to buy it, Enderle says it may need to evolve into its own network, perhaps creating programs just for the internet. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where a pet store called Creature Company has launched a new service. It's called Speed Petting. Kind of like speed dating. You get to cycle through up to 15 pets for 2 minutes apiece to pet them and figure out which one is right for you. The owner of the store tells London's Metro newspaper it's perfect for busy people who don't have time to find the right pet. Hopefully, he will also remind his customers that if they don't have time to find the right pet, they might not have time for a pet. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Oil extraction's a tough gig, so oil companies are shelling out big money for qualified people. Petroleum engineering degree, anyone?
Coming out as a female PhD from America, I can probably get at least six figures when I start, which seems ridiculous because I've had no actual work experience.
I'm Bob Moon, new oil technology at a high price. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.